本土民主反共普罗政治民声起义
myradio.hk My Radio 八周年台庆联欢晚会，10月16日晚，黄大仙富林皇宫，300元及1000元门票现已有售，购票查询请见24673088。
家姐啊，今日水务处有人上嚟问我哋有冇交水费、啊。
系咩？我一早交咗啦，同 My Radio 嘅月费一齐交噶。
吓，系咪迟咗交啊？
冇可能，唉，可能佢哋食饱饭冇事做啫。个个月我都喺月尾交 My Radio 月费噶啦。
而家已经系月尾啦，你交咗月费未呢？未交嘅话，就请到 myradio.hk 节目月费收费表，拣选你想撑嘅节目。预先多谢大家持续支持 myradio 节目月费计划。
最详尽嘅新马资讯，带你看尽世界马坛，论尽马圈天南地北，马场 USB。节目主持人尤达辣辣，
好啦，而家又到咗游客会客室嘅时间啦。咁咧就上个礼拜咧，我哋就请到梅丽仪上嚟咧，就同我哋分享一下佢喺香港马匹嘅影咗佢嘅相啊，同埋佢一啲嘅分享啦。咁今次咧，再揾佢上嚟咧，就同我哋大家講下咧。咁當然啦，佢身為澳洲人，咁啊當然喺澳洲咧，亦都影咗好多嘅馬相，亦都見過好多嘅馬王馬後。咁所以咧，我就希望咧，就即係喺藉住呢一節嘅訪問咧，咁就可以咧就同大家分享多啲佢嘅嘢啦，即係關於呢方面嘅嘢啦。So, Neil, welcome to the show again. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, good to be here. Yes.We kept from last week, you did share a lot of photos from what you did in Hong Kong and some Singapore and Joe Marrera and all that. Hong Kong, apart from Hong Kong, you're from Australia, so you do a lot of, I'm sure you do a lot of shooting in Australia. But before that, let me ask you,How often you come to Hong Kong for your photo shooting? 我想首先問佢就係話佢喺究竟一年會有幾多次嚟香港就影馬相嘅？你好，
每年兩三次，咁上下，two or three times a year for the shooting, mainly in December.
The internationals.
I try and get there. Yeah, for that. Some years I've missed through.Different circumstances, but I try and do that. And yes, so I've been to a lot of meetings here over the years. I would estimate maybe 60 race meetings altogether in the time I've been coming. Yeah, so altogether, I would have stayed in Hong Kong 2 years. The times my trips, some of them, Yalsi, Leung Senke, Yalsi.Yep, yell see, learn go yet.
Okay. 咁或者我翻譯翻啦，咁佢阿梅里爾先生咧，咁佢就話咧一年咧都會嚟兩三次，咁通常咧即係都係一啲大型嘅賽事，咁佢都會嚟咧，即係例如12月嘅國際賽啊，又好似譬如啊啱啱嘅開羅日啊咁樣，咁佢都綜合咧都即係共都嚟咗差唔多60咁耐以嚟都嚟咗60個香港賽馬日嘅啦。咁剛才即係我哋都問翻阿梅里爾生關於呢樣嘢啦，咁就有一個問題咧，其實咧都好重要嘅，都問佢嘅，都想問下佢嘅，就係咧其實我上個禮拜都提過，就係話咧佢每一次嚟影，即係去影相嘅時候咧，佢要準佢嘅準備功夫係點樣咧 ？So let me ask you, Neil. I know that when you prepare to do your photo shooting, I know you have done a lot of preparations.So you mind if you can tell our audience how you prepare
sure.
for race day?
Yep. Yes. Firstly, I look at all the information, where the running rail, if there's going to be a rail out, you know, 9 metres out sometimes at Caulfield, for instance. What the weather's going to be like is very important, where the sun is, because most tracks in Australia anyway, the sun, if it's behind the horses, and Chartin's an example, photos are very difficult, you know, okay. You get too much contrast.
So that's the first thing. Let me translate a bit. 咁啊，阿梅里先生就話咧，咁佢就通常咧，佢會睇下嗰個即係去負影之前咧，都會睇下啦。即係譬如話每一場賽事嗰個跑道啦，佢會個疑難係幾多啦。咁個天氣又點樣呢？因為如果你當日落雨嘅話，咁帶嘅工具啊，或者佢要保護啲鏡頭啊，或者要捕捉啲角度咧，亦都完全唔同。咁亦都同埋咧，仲有咧，就係譬如話有啲跑道咧。即係會有，即係會背光嘅，即係個太陽咧會曬咗落嚟，直接曬落，咁你影個相個效果咧就，即係如果你正常捕捉嗰個正常角度，就未必會咁理想。咁佢就要睇埋，即係咧要睇天，又要睇嗰個場地各方面。
Yes. For instance, last Sunday at Chartin, there was a false rail out from the outside rail for the 1,000 metre races. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the condition of the tracks, everybody heads to the outside rail. So that's very bad for photography. Fortunately, I had a little ladder, little steps, so that I can shoot down at an angle over the rail.
好啦，咁佢头先就即系举出一个例子啦，就系咧啱啱即系开罗日嗰个沙田赛事咧，咁大家都知道1000米嗰个跑道咧，咁佢喺个外栏，即系嗰个栏嗰度咧，佢另外再整咗一条即系栏咧，即系隔开咗啦。咁佢就话咧，其实咁样咧就对佢影相咧就好有难度啦，因为佢唔可以正常咁样咧，正常嘅角度去影。咁好彩佢就话咧，好彩佢又有一旁咁嘅即系细嘅梯咧，咁可以俾佢咧就即系摆喺度咧，就可以攞翻咗正常嘅角度。So Neil,
yes. The other thing I should say about the way I approach racing photography is most all the press photographers and so on are at the winning post, so all getting much the same photo. I prefer to get about 100 metres up. At Chartin, I get at about the 120 metre mark for two reasons. There's a clear background and I'm going to get different photos. There's not the video screens not there. I get that gap in the background. I prefer that, you know. Mm-hmm. It looks better. And like the one of Absolute Champion, you're just seeing the leaves and the trees in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's important, I think.
咁佢就頭先都講啦，咁佢話有佢攞嗰個位置咧，其實咧都同即係其他啲龍友有啲唔同咧，即係好多龍友佢就話喺馬場見到好多龍友咧都係好中意喺個捕捉喺個終點前面嗰刻就捕捉佢即係衝線嗰刻，但係反而阿梅里爾咧就阿 Neil 咧就比較喜歡咧，就喺最後100米嗰段時嗰個位置嗰度咧，就攞個角度去影，因為佢就話嗰個角度咧就係話比較清楚啲，同埋咧可以影到背景咧，即係嗰個即係個欄邊嗰啲花草啊咁樣咧，就嗰個效果，同埋如果佢即係只馬係彈出咗影嗰個角度咧，佢就係比喺終點嗰個角度咧係更加好嘅。咁我就即係都跟住都想問佢啦，咁就其實頭先都講咗少少啦，即係佢喺澳洲呢都即係澳洲或者外國都有去影過下相，咁亦都今日呢都亦都帶咗啲喺佢喺外國影嘅相同大家分享一下，咁或者我哋可以開始啊 Panel 哥哥可以開始第一張相啦，唔該。OK， 咁呢一張相咧，其實咧佢都有個阿 Neil 咧都有一個故仔可以同大家講下嘅。So I know you have something to say about the jockey, right?
Yes, yeah. This is Caitlin Mallion, very good jockey. I noticed last Sunday in Chartin, the girl jockey first time.
蔣嘉琪。
Yeah. So, but there are many in, of course, in Victoria, in Australia, girl jockeys, and this is one of the best, Caitlin Mallion. She's always got a nice smile too, as you can see there. And she's very, very good. She's won two apprentice jockey premierships against the boys.
Victoria?
In Victoria, yes, two. 2011-12 and 2013-14.
OK， 咁呢位 Caitlin 咧嘅曾經嘅即係佢係一個即係當時係一個以見習騎師身份啦。咁其實喺澳洲咧就話女嘅見習生咧，其實都有好多。咁頭先佢阿梅麗爾都曾經都提過啦，就話啱啱即係開羅日咧，咁啊蔣嘉琪就亮相，咁佢都覺得即係都係一件幾開心嘅事。咁同埋咧，佢啱啱呢張相咧就係咧捕捉到佢咧，即係 梅里爾就影緊佢，咁佢就專登咧就報以一個開心嘅微笑啦，咁就影咗呢張相。跟住下一張啦，唔該。咁跟住呢一張咧就是另一張阿 Caitlin 嘅相啦，咁佢就係呢次就係喺where is that
Caulfield
呢個咧就喺考菲爾德馬場，咁就
今年
喺今年嘅其中一個考菲爾德馬場嘅賽事，咁佢就即係騎咗即係最後又係最後嗰100米佢喺度推騎嘅時候嘅姿嘅紅嘅英姿啦。
She recently rode a treble in the city in at Caulfield and just days later doing track work tipped off the horse fell she was okay on the fall but the horse got excited and stood on her ankle and she's out for 2-3 months yeah
the horse
stood on her yeah
咁佢就即係啱啱嗰次就話呢即係應呢張相嘅時候就佢就話佢最近呢呢個女騎師呢就即係連贏三場啦喺 Caulfield 咁就都即係都當時都是一段單身運，咁就咁啱佢就即係咧之後咧，佢就拆騎一隻馬嘅時候，就跌咗落嚟只馬墮馬，咁只馬咧亦都因為即係傷咗咧，就即係唔能夠再出賽啦。咁或者到下一張啦，唔該。好啦，跟住呢一個咧就係、是、大家如果仲記得咧，呢一位騎師咧就係國路啦，咁誒曾經嚟過香港嘅。咁呢一隻馬咧，大家見到個大白面咧，都知道咧就是、曾經一度嘅澳洲短途馬王。Apache Cat, Apache Cat, right?
Apache Cat, yeah. I chose this one for two reasons. One of my favourite jockeys, Noel Callow, he's very photogenic because he's so vigorous in his riding style. And Apache Cat, one of my favourite horses with the big white blaze and a terrific horse that won five group ones in a row in, I think it was 2008, yes,
with Corey Brown. 這隻馬是2008年是澳洲的短途馬王，郭路其實跟他是合作得比較多的一位騎師，咁就佢亦都係呢隻馬，亦都係阿 Neil 咧其中一隻佢比較中意嘅馬啦。咁下一張相啊，唔該，下一隻都應該都係阿帕奇貓。咁呢一張咧就比較特別啲啦，咁就見到兩隻馬都差唔多一樣樣嘅，咁就佢就覺得。But
you can tell us about. Yeah, this was a track gallop, I guess exhibition gallop at a track called Cranbourne, and this was Apache Cat with I think this other horse was related in breeding, called Phantom of the Night. I don't know, but I thought this was a nice twin, so I call it the twin gallop.
咁呢張相其實咧，佢就係阿帕奇貓同一隻，即係喺一個。表演嘅神課裏面咧，就即係騎咁嘅，見到佢兩隻馬一樣樣，同埋個姿態都差唔多，咁所以佢就捕捉到呢一刻咧，就影咗呢張相啦。下一張啦，唔該。好啦，跟住呢只咧，大家都知啦，信可成真，咁就係即係呢個拿督嗰件彩衣啦。So you think?
So you think? Yeah.
I think I know it's one of your favourite.
我最中意呢只馬，係啊。So you think? Yeah.And this is the taken at Caulfield, the Mimsy Stakes.
又是在这个考菲尔德马场影的，就是这个文斯锦标一级赛。
Yeah, and which he won. And you want to go to the next one?
Okay, 跟着下一张啊，麻烦。都是信可成真，咁呢一张呢。
This is him on the way to the start in the Underwood Stakes. I really like this photo. Underwood.
呢个就係木下锦标嘅时候呢，咁就佢准备出去跑道准备入闸嘅时候，咁就捕捉嗰一刻。咁骑嗰个呢就係阿努德啦 ,Stephen 阿努啦。咁头先喺我哋录影室呢度呢有一张佢签咗个名嘅，有一张係啦。咁下一张啊，唔該。下一張都係
，and this is the actual race。
係啦，咁呢場就係佢最後末段跑呢個木下錦標嘅時候，即係嗰個嘅風采啦。
Which one？ Yes。
咁最後佢都贏到嘅，咁但係呢只馬大家都知道啦，即係跑完澳洲墨爾本會之後，跟住就去咗愛爾蘭啦，咁就俾枯磨收購咗，跟住喺愛爾蘭咧都有一番功業之下咧，就最後就即係退役咗種馬啦。
He had already won the Cox Plate the previous year, 2009. This was the start of his campaign to Mimsy and the Underwood. Then he went another three group races. He won. The McKinnon Stakes was one of them. And he won the 2010 Cox Plate, of course.
咁跟住佢都阿梅里爾都解釋咗，跟住佢跟住都贏咗，之後都贏咗啲郭士盾啊。嗰啲咁嘅春季嘉年華都贏咗好多大賽之後，咁就都呢只馬都成績好好啦。咁下一張啊，唔該。
then unfortunately got sold.
OK, 跟住呢一張就好緊要啦。呢一隻馬就叫做生命奇蹟。咁其實咧呢只生命奇蹟咧，咁阿 Neil 咧都對呢個騎師阿 Lauren 咧都有啲，即係呢位叫做斯羅連嘅騎師咧都有啲故仔想共享。Why don't you tell us about Lauren？
啊哈 ，Yes， this is the Blue Diamond Stakes and Lauren Stojakovic， very hard to say Stojakovic on Miracles of Life。This was was billed as a fairy tale at the time because Lauren had been an apprentice at 17 years old, but she'd had a series of falls and had to sort of retire. She came back at the age of 29, still as an apprentice, and this was how old she was at that time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let me translate for you.
Sure.
咁呢位斯羅連咧，其實咧，佢呢張相就係當年佢跑呢只生命奇蹟贏呢個藍鑽石錦標。咁當時咧。佢29岁都仲做紧见习生，咁点解咧？咁其实因为之前咧，佢即系做见习生嘅早期咧，都因为都遭遇过好多次嘅堕马意外咧，咁影响到佢嗰、那个即系成绩啦。咁之后就佢得到后来得到即系竞赛小组嘅。即係同意俾機會佢就繼續策騎，咁當時佢騎呢只生命奇蹟咧，其實咧都有好多嘅爭議嘅，咁好多馬主都話好多即係啲街嗰啲話唔點解會俾個女仔騎啊咁樣，咁最後咧即係排除咗下一張相啦，跟住咧就即係排除咗好多即係眾議之下咧，咁都依然都俾翻佢跑，咁最後咧都贏咗場。即係藍鑽石錦標，咁呢一張相就係佢即係跑完翻嚟嘅時候咧，即係激動到即係好激動啦，好感動咁樣喊啦，亦都好即係感謝即係馬主俾佢嘅支持咁樣嘅。咁或者跟住我哋到下一張啦，唔該。好啦，跟住呢只咧就係、是、呢只咧就係、是、到呢個魚子精華啦 ，Black Caviar。
Black Caviar， yes， and I was very fortunate in being able to photograph 8 of her wins。All of them in Melbourne. She won 25 times, of course. And, I feel privileged to have been able to photograph her so many times. But I've selected two here to show. CFR Stakes and the Scalacci. So,
跟住到下一張啊，唔該。咁或者我再翻嚟啊，咁咧跟住咧，其實咧阿 Neil 就講呢只 Black Caviar 即係魚子精華，其實對佢嚟講都感受都好深嘅，因為佢廿幾場嘅頭馬當中咧，咁佢其實咧當中咧都參與影咗八張，即係八次嘅頭馬，佢都有份，即係可以親身喺現場就影到佢取勝嘅一刻啦。咁呢度即係其中佢一啲即係影頭馬嘅，即係佢贏馬嘅時候嘅一啲嘅相片。咁另外一張。
This was the 2011 Scalacci, that previous photo.
剛才那張就是那個史基拉斯錦標了。What about this one?
This is the CFR Stakes, which was CFR Stakes 11th of February in 2011.
這個就是2012年的柯爾錦標的時候他贏馬的，就是見到，即是如果大家看到魚子精華，他都是 You always see Black Caviar, Hands and Heels, very easy,
In front on her own, mostly, but this was towards the top of the straight, you know, just after the home turn. But the funny story with this, I stood all day waiting for a spot on the rail, keep my spot. And then a chap came along with his little son, put him on the fence, and he had a little flag with the colours. And when I started shooting, he's waving the flag, and all I get is pink and black spots, and get just a couple of photos. Which one? This was one.
咁呢張相咧，其實佢影嘅時候咧，都有啲故仔喎。因為咧，當時佢喺嗰個位置咧，就一路喺度等緊捕捉嗰一刻影。咁點知影下嘅時候咧，準備影嘅時候，咁有個小朋友咧，即係。就喺佢个喺个镜头前面咧，就喐嚟喐去，咁啊影响到佢咧，就影得唔系咁清晰。咁当时佢就唯有系用个快门，就一路喐住个快门嘅时候，就嚓咁，所以咧就系咁样咧，就捕捉到一啲咧，佢即系个细路仔冇喐到佢嘅时候，咁呢张系佢其中嘅一张啦。咁翻嚟先。嗱，咁跟住其实咧，佢喺澳洲咧都影咗好多啦。咁头先大家睇到好多佢嘅即系作品啦。咁当然啦，其实。阿梅禮爾先生咧，佢都喺外地有好多地方。咁其實即係除咗呢啲大賽之後咧，其實佢都有一啲即係比較 特別啲嘅，即係同啲大賽冇乜關係，但係咧佢都有啲即係有捕捉到一啲幾特別嘅一刻嘅照片嘅。咁所以咧，佢又帶咗啲上嚟咧，就同我哋分享一下啦。好啦，我哋跟住再去圖啦。好啦，跟住呢一個咧，其實咧就我想等阿梅里爾先生講咗先，我先再嘅。Please tell us about this photo。
我叫呢張澳洲三文治，因為是 sandwich between the two horses。
咁呢個佢就話咧，佢要呢張相叫做澳洲三文治，因為點解咧？就有兩件彩衣咧，就夾咗件澳洲國旗嘅彩衣。
And this was taken at Caulfield on Australia Day, 25th of January. Yeah, so on each Australia Day, the number one saddle cloth wears the Australian colours. And this one was Jai McNeil, is the jockey with the colours on this particular.
咁呢個咧，其實咧就係喺澳洲國慶日嘅賽馬日裏面咧，就其中影嘅。咁我或者我解釋少少啦，就即係 Neil 都提出講過下。咁就係其實咧喺澳洲國慶日嘅賽事咧，即係嗰日咧，其實全國都係假期不特止啦。咁亦都係安排咗跑馬啦。咁喺大大小小嘅澳洲馬場咧，咁咧佢都會規定咧每一場嘅一號馬咧，嗰件即係嗰個騎師咧都要着澳洲國旗嘅彩衣咧去紀念即係澳洲國慶日嘅，咁所以呢一張咧亦都係其中一個喺考菲爾德馬場嘅澳洲國慶日嘅賽事咧就影落嚟嘅。咁下一張啊，唔該你。好啦，跟住呢一張咧就係一啲好特別嘅賽日嚟嘅，一個叫做郊遊賽日。
Picnic racing, yeah, picnic racing. Prize money very low, maybe $1,000 for the winner.
咁可能咧，佢話嗰個獎金係好低嘅啫，即係可能$1,000左右。但係咧，即係好多時咧喺一啲即係鄉村嘅馬場裏面，咁佢哋就會安排一啲咁樣嘅賽事咧，咁有啲業餘嘅騎師啊咁樣咧。咁呢一張咧就啱啱咧就係街 down from the floor 嚇。
He fell dislodged at the starting stalls, and the horse went on won the race. Yeah,
係啦，咁佢就話咧個騎師跌咗落嚟啫，咁只馬就。只吉馬就第一隻翻個終點，佢就捕捉啱啱轉入直路嗰刻。咁就下一張啦，唔該。咁跟住呢張都係同一個賽日嚟嘅。咁但係咧，I think what you want us to know is the one at the last, right?The one
No. I just put these up for. I like the action here. You know, this is one of my favourite tracks. It's close to me, and I just put this one for the home turn action. Yeah.
咁呢個佢就係影翻咧，就一堆馬咧就轉入個直路嘅時候咧，就大家嗰個動作都一致，因為都要喺末段要推騎。但係咧，包尾嗰個騎師咧，即係企喺只馬咧，都幾得意個樣嚇。或者下一張啊，唔該。
And I like this action. Yeah, the picnic jockeys are more exaggerated action. Yeah.
跟住呢一張咧，又係亦都係同一個嘅旅行，即係 picnic 賽日咧。咁就啲騎師就喺度即係嗌啊，好認真啊，咁樣咁佢好似隻頭馬個咁，後面嗰個推騎啊，咁佢又係捕捉到即係轉入直路嗰一下嗰一刻咧，就影到咗啲人嘅表情啦。咁跟住下一張啦。OK, 呢張就係嗰個Flying Whip。
Flying Whip, yeah, yeah. This was pretty unique series of photos, 10 of them. The jockey lost the whip forward, must have had momentum, and it followed the horse all the way along till it fell down by the side of the horse. And I got 10 shots on my website. I've got the whole series, but I've just put this is when he just lost the whip. Yeah.
咁呢張咧就係咧嗱嗰位即係面前嗰個六號嗰個騎師啦，咁就即係推騎就跌咗，即係飛咗條鞭。咁佢跌咗條鞭嘅時候咧，咁佢見到嗰張相咧，佢嗰條鞭就喺個頂度間，但係其實佢同時咧用快門咧就影咗十幾張，就後屘即係嗰條鞭咧就跌咗落喺後邊嗰隻馬嘅前面嚟嘅，咁佢就捕捉咗呢一刻，咁就影咗呢一張相啦。跟住到下一張啊，唔該你。好啦，跟住呢一張，OK， 跟住咧，佢當然啦，頭先阿 Neil 都講過啦，佢都有喺澳門咧都有影嘅。咁呢一張相其實咧就係佢。第一次去澳門嘅時候就影咁樣嗱，而家頭馬企喺度嗰個咧就係謝偉豪啦，阿大口仔啦。You can tell us about more about Rambo 咧。
Yes, this is Rambo Che. I think you and this was the first time I went to Macau in 2011 February. The first meeting I went to, the first race, and Rambo Che won it in this style. Yeah, really strange. I had a laugh.
跟住到下一張啦，可以到下一張，係啦。咁呢個咧就係謝偉豪咧，即係翻嚟嘅時候就即係贏出馬嗰個表情啦。咁啊，即係佢喺澳門其實都影咗好多，都有影。咁其中除呢兩張之後，跟住。 跟住再我哋繼續再去啊。嚇，我跟住其實呢一張咧，我就好中意。I really like this photo because it looks like you in Dubai, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this was the Galaxy Casino in the background at the 600 meter turn.
And, so that's a Venetian, I think.
Is it the Venetian? Is Venetian, it? Yeah, not the Galaxy. Yeah. But I thought it was a nice background to the racing there. But I just put that in as one of interest. Yeah, and I really like the soundtrack. My favorite tracks, that soundtrack.
好啦，跟住下一張。咁呢一張都係喺澳門影嘅。咁呢個又係。又是轉入去、即是直路頂的時候他又捕捉到這一刻了、
So this is that's why I like this track. There's a lot of the sand gets kicked up and it's good for photos. I used to be allowed to get round to this this is a turn, but in 2014 the stewards wouldn't let me around there, so I'm finished with my cap.
Oh, okay. 那他就說即是呢、去年即係佢哋影呢張相就係因為咧佢踢起啲沙啦，咁啲飛沙走石嗰個 moment， 佢捕捉到那個 moment。咁但係之後即係澳門馬會就就即係話唔再俾嗰啲人喺嗰度影相，即係因為佢哋要統一咗嗰個管制。咁所以之後咧佢都冇再喺澳門影相啦。好，跟住到下一張。跟住呢一張咧就呢一張咧就係、是、this one is about this steeplechase, right?
Yes, this is steeplechase at Flemington. This horse won the Grand National and in his previous race, but it ran fourth in this particular one. But I like the photo, and it got an award in a photographic site, the photo of the week and editor's choice against probably.At least 1,000 other entries, so I was very, very proud of that.
咁呢一張佢其實就係話佢喺即係比較少影嘅一張跳欄嘅相，咁佢就捕捉到啱啱佢即係跳欄嗰刻啦。咁個動態都好，跟住下最後兩張啦。咁跟住呢一張咧，就係、是、大家見到佢指住嗰個咧，就係、是、阿列高力啦 ，That's Dan Nicolick。
Danny Nicolick winning the Australian Guineas on Machine. Yeah, and at the time he was in trouble with the stewards and under a lot of pressure. And it looks to me like he's pointing in defiance at them.、Yeah.
跟住呢一張相，其實咧佢影嘅時候咧，跟住去埋下一張。咁跟住咧，其實呢一張就係佢即係。騎一隻叫做 Machine 嘅馬咧，就贏呢個澳洲堅尼。咁其實當年咧，佢咧喺呢個維多利亞咧，咁就即係因為同啲競賽董事小組咧，競賽董事咧就有啲口角，咁跟住咧就其實已經係俾人釘咗牌之前，咁佢就受到飽受壓力之下咧，咁啊最贏憑著 Machine 就贏咗嗰場賽事，咁佢就即係咧指住嗰、那個即係。个镜头啦，即系吐一口污气咁样样，咁所以咧佢就捕捉到呢一下，咁同埋咧列高力咧都系阿 Neil 咧其中一个好喜欢嘅骑师嚟嘅，咁我哋可以翻嚟啦。好啦，咁跟住其实咧分享咗好多相啦，咁啊 you share a lot of photos， thanks for that first， but then let me ask you one last question because as you see a lot of good photos。Have you ever think of open your own exhibition？ 我頭先就想問佢就係話，佢影咗咁多相，亦都有咁多好好嘅作品，佢有冇諗過咧，就是、自己搞一個個人嘅影展咧？
I have, and I do intend to do it, but there's a lot of preparation and arranging it, so it might happen in the future. Yeah, I hope so.
咁佢就話啦，其實佢都一路都有諗過，不過咧，佢就話咧，如果要籌備一個咁樣嘅影展咧，需要做好多好多嘅功夫。咁但係咧，佢都希望咧，都有一日咧，都可以夢想成真咁樣。咁啊，講到呢一度咧，其實咧，我哋已經過曬鐘啦。咁就我哋再一次好多謝阿梅麗爾先生就嚟接受我猶大會亞室嘅訪問。咁亦都好希望咧，就阿 Neil。以后就多啲嚟香港，亦都影多啲好嘅相，咁就俾我哋啲网友啊，或者我哋观众分享。So once again, thank you very much to come to our show, and I look forward to see you again. And hopefully you can shoot more good photos, take more champions, and
hope so.
Come to Hong Kong next time.
Hong Kong,
and look forward to see you next time. Thank you very much.
多谢晒，
咁我哋下次再见啦，拜拜。